when it grows up about that high?
About three, 4 feet.
Yeah. It has a big lot of leaves on it, and then it has stingers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it stings you.
Do you get, and then your skin breaks off
yeah.
from it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is something, I was thinking of a, either poison vine or poison.
Oh, we have a lot of poison vine around here.
Uh-huh.
Three-leaf poison vine, that hits off of poison, and that five-leaf poison vine hits worse than the three-leaf.
I see.
Yeah, it poisons you worse than the three-leaf.
I see. Now, what kinds of berries grew either here or over at Big Creek, either?
You mean like blackberries?
Yeah.
We had blackberries and strawberries, raspberries and dewberries.
And if you were picking berries with some small children, you say you better be careful because some of these berries are...
poison.
Were there any?
Yeah.
What kind?
What kind was them old berries you see that was poisonous in the woods?
I don't remember.
I can't think what the name of them was.
And this is a kind of
gooseberries over there.
Okay. They weren't poison though.
No, the gooseberries weren't poison. Uh-uh.
They have huckleberries around here?
Yes, it was huckleberries. I mean over there at Big Creek, there's not
yeah,
any huckleberries
yeah,
around
right.
here.
Oh, I wanted to ask you one other thing about that as far as the location. I saw, you told me that there was a post office there once at Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
And now that dam over there, is that was on the map, it was called Emmett's Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that right near where Big Creek was?
Big Creek is all up above that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
North of there?
Uh-huh. All up that way.
Up.
You know where Emmett is down here?
No, I've never been there. But I really got kind of confused this morning when I was talking to Mr. because he was talking about, he said that his place, I couldn't really get a picture of which way the river went, I guess the creek must have gone, the Big Creek must have, did that run east and west?
See, the river, Holston River, goes down this way. Well, Big Creek come down this way and emptied into Holston
mm-hmm.
River. Uh-huh. Then it went on down, past Emmett's, down to Emmett's.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
So, you'd say that it was up above,
Yeah, Big Creek was up above Emmett's.
Now, and was that north of it then?
Yeah, I guess it was.
North of Emmett's.
Mm-hmm.
And the dam is right there at, how far is the dam from where Big Creek enters into the Holston River?
About a half mile on down from where it emptied into Holston River.
I see. Okay, I think I have an idea how far it is. This is a kind of a bush-like tree that grow. They grow up in the mountains a lot.
That's poison?
No, not poison. Just what kinds of trees grew up in the mountains that you really didn't find, you don't find in the flat country or the lower ground?
Well, they had oak and poplar and chestnut and beech, hickory.
How about laurel?
Laurel? Out there's a laurel. I dug it up and brought it up here and set it out.
This one right here?
That's a laurel. Uh-huh.
And do you call that a laurel or a mountain laurel?
A mountain laurel.
Does it get much bigger than that?
Oh, yes, it'll get bigger.
How high, tall would you
say? See, it's something like that when I set it out.
Uh-huh.
It's been set out there 10 or 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Grows slow.
How tall do they get, would you say?
Oh, he'll get almost as tall as that little tree out dogwood. That's a dogwood out there.
This one here?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But that's about the full size, though, mm-hmm. of the...
I've seen them that big, haven't you?
What's that?
Laurel.
Yeah, I've seen them way in a bigger than that. I've
mm-hmm.
seen them you can climb up in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, the kind of a big bush with... I haven't seen any around here.